Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Real Talk with Alyssa. I did take a miniature break again. I just want to kind of point out that there's been a lot going on in the cosmos, and I'm not sure if everyone else is really feeling it. Although, based on my own observations and conversations with people, it seems as though the eclipse really fucked up a lot of people and forced them deep in reflection and kind of catapulted a lot of people into like an ending of a cycle, a major realization of a cycle that they've been repeating over and over and over again. So that is 100% the theme. Therefore, I have been forced to go into self-isolation and just kind of sitting in solitude. So it's, we also have the Mercury retrograde going on. I always get nervous recording a podcast because I'm like, I don't want to say anything the wrong way. And I also don't want to share something that maybe I didn't think clearly through. It's just, the name of the game when it comes to Mercury retrogrades. But the cosmos have been really, really heating and spicing things up out in the world. So that being said, I'm just going to make it a super light episode today just because I don't feel like I have the space to be thinking deeply, as I have been thinking so deeply already with reflection and everything that I'm on the cusp of really having a really good episode. There's one episode I'm mirroring that I'm just so incredibly eager to talk about with everyone because it is so life-changing. Literally, it's such a game changer for your healing journey. And I only say game changer for like a few things. This is definitely like, I would say on the top. I would say between one and two. No, I would say it's one. But anyway, so today's topic is about self-care and coping skills. I felt like it was a very appropriate topic to talk about given what's going on in the cosmos and just kind of how we've all been feeling on a collective level. So, self-care and coping skills are pretty straightforward. Self-care is taking care of yourself from a healthy perspective. And then, coping skills, even though there can be unhealthy and healthy coping skills, we're going to focus more on the healthy coping skills. So, what is the significance of self-care? Well, self-care is a form of loving yourself. We all need to love ourselves a little bit more. So, it's very important that we prioritize self-care when it comes to time, when it comes to times like what we're going through right now, any type of massive transits, death and rebirths, or any type of situational things that come up in our lives, like be it like a trigger or emotional response, literally anything, you name it, anything that you need to make yourself essentially feel better. So it's really healthy for the mind, body, soul, your energy. When we find ourselves, regardless of the circumstance, having any type of a response, and we're not taking the time to take care of ourselves, we're constantly in that loop, that energy. We're feeding into that energy. Sometimes, not sometimes, oftentimes, we need to really take a step back and really be able to look at the entire situation, be it people, place, or things, and try to evaluate, okay, what is actually going on? What am I feeling? And to honestly get the answers. But in order to do that, we need to take care of ourselves. So it's very healthy to do self-care. Everybody, literally everybody should. I don't like to should people, but I'm going to should on all of you. Everyone should have a self-care routine. Everyone should have an immense, is that even the word? I don't even know. It's Mercury retrograde. We'll just blame them. A long-ass list of healthy coping skills. Now, on a quick little side note, unhealthy coping skills would be like drowning yourself in alcohol, drowning yourself in drugs, drowning yourself in sexual encounters that are just not feeding the soul, and any type of dangerous act that is actually doing more harm than good. So I feel like that's pretty straightforward, but there may be some coping skills that people are like, is this healthy or is this actually toxic? Those are the gray areas. We're not going to cover the gray areas today. The only gray I'm going to be focusing on is which color gray I'm going to paint my walls. I'm actually serious on that. But anyway, it helps us get through really tough times. It helps to balance out our energy. And like I mentioned, holding space and sitting in solitude really helps us to get the answers that we seek. It helps us to reflect. It helps us to practice detachment. oftentimes, at least in my experience, and I honestly, at this point, based on my own my experience and observation and my own little research, it seems like what I experience is likely what everyone else experiences. But I find that when you get so wrapped up in situations, people, places, things, experiences, things from the past, things in the future, we're so attached to what's going on. But if we have a healthy self-care system in place, if we have healthy coping skills, then we will be able to detach from the situation itself, completely detach from the expectations, and then we can get the answers that we seek while also fueling our body with love and healthy, positive energy. I don't know why I don't want to use the word positive energy, but healthy energy. We'll call it healthy energy. Higher vibrational energy. You know what? That's a conversation for another time. Anyway, so this is a time for you. It's a time for you to focus on you, to take care of yourself, to love yourself. And this is absolutely, I cannot stress this enough, absolutely essential on a healing journey. Everyone, like, you will not be successfully healing yourself unless you have a healthy self-care routine, healthy coping skills. So, I mean, I've had so many different coping skills under the sun. Sometimes you have a whole list of coping skills and then something significant happens and those coping skills may not be as effective. So then you create a different list of coping skills. There are so many, the list goes on and on for coping skills. But I want to give an example of self-care because some people may be thinking, oh, self-care and coping skills is the same thing. Well, self-care routine is something that I do on a daily basis. So I kind of fell off the wagon with meditation, but I've been called to get back into the game and do Reiki on myself on a daily basis. So doing meditation, doing Reiki on myself, doing any form of energy work, those are self-care rituals every day just to help with like you can basically call it energetic hygiene. I don't know why I said it like that. Energetic hygiene. Oh my God. All I hear is my friend making fun of me. He makes fun of me for the way that I say tofu. So anyway, another thing that I really personally enjoy and makes me feel so good. And also it's like very healthy for the sacral chakra. I love oils. I like to put oils on my face. I like to put cream on my body. I love to put the oils in my hair. I love to do like face masks, eye masks. I have this like light therapy face mask that I've been doing. Whitening my teeth. Like these are self-care rituals. And you may be thinking, oh, Alyssa, that's all things taking care of yourself. Yes, exactly. When we take care of ourselves physically, we feel good mentally. We're doing these things. It feels good. I feel empowered. I feel happy. I was looking forward to this day, to today, to be doing all of my ritual. I literally pulled everything out of the cabinet and put it on my bathroom cabinet. And I'm just going through like the list of things because I'm just so excited to be doing all these things. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel happy. I lit some incense today because I haven't lit incense in a while. And I really love the smell of it. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel grounded. When I smell the incense, I think of grounded energy. This is like a self-care ritual on top of simply like I may even be talking to an audience that experiences depression. When you experience depression or even anxiety, you don't have the motivation. Well, I'm going to throw an ADHD in there too. All my ADHD folks, ADD, we're not going to leave you out either. But sometimes you lack the motivation to even do anything. And I totally get that. It can be very hard to motivate ourselves to get up and to even do things. But all it takes is just 1 second, even if it's just like 1 minute, 1 minute of something, at least you're doing it. And then you continue to do more and more. That's on your list for self-care. So I highly recommend that people do a self-care ritual. And listen, it doesn't have to be the oils. It doesn't have to be all of the things that I had just listed. It can just be, you know what, self-care is I want to go for a walk. Or self-care can be I want to go food shopping and I want to pick out like vegetables. Like it literally, like there's no judgment here. Your self-care routine is your self-care routine. And that could even be in alignment with coping skills. Sometimes people connect with earth. Earth is grounding, the root chakra. I'm saying this as a silly little example, but like part of a coping skill and part of like a grounding technique can be going to the vegetable store and picking out some greens. I don't know. I'm just throwing this shit out there. So having a self-care routine, having healthy coping skills is imperative. I'm not going to get too into detail with the coping skills because I honestly feel like that could be a whole podcast itself. Listing all different coping skills just to give people some different ideas. I definitely feel like it would be helpful depending on the people that are listening to this. But oftentimes we get so caught up in life. I mean, I know that I have other listeners that live in different countries. I'm in the States. So in the States, I'm sure if you can't tell from my accent what state I actually am from, it's easy to get caught up in quote unquote the American dream. I joke around all the time. People say, "Hey, Alyssa, how are you?" And I'm like, "Just living the dream, just living the American dream." And then I love having the conversation when I'm talking to someone from a different country and they're like, "Oh, what's the American dream?" And I'm just like, "You know, you just invest 40 hours a week to work 5 days a week, only having 2 days off and only having X amount of days for vacation and limited healthcare and all this other shit, you know, living the dream. And then when you retire, you know, you get to actually spend your money and live your life." Cause I'm like, fuck that dream. That's not a dream. That's a nightmare. Other countries are definitely doing it better than the States. That's for sure. But speaking to the people who are in the States, and I also don't know the culture of the other countries that are listening to this podcast episode, but we are so focused on what's next, what's next, what's next, what's next, what are we going to do? We're anxious. We're focusing on that. We're subconsciously focusing on the past. We are focused on, you know, a lot of people have children. A lot of people are married. A lot of people are managing a household. A lot of people are managing finances, especially in the States with the economy that's going on right now. It's just a stressful fucking time to live. So what better time to have a self-care routine? What better time to really start implementing and practicing better coping skills, healthy coping skills, than now? So it's very easy to get caught up in the everyday life of what we're doing. And most people do not have a routine. It's easy for people to just sit on the couch after eating dinner, doing absolutely nothing. And, you know, a large percentage of people will maybe have a drink, kick back and have a drink. That reminds me, I'm going to have an adaptogenic drink now after this. Looking forward to that with my apple and peanut butter. Self-care routine. I'm taking care of myself, guys. But anyway, so I just really want to highlight to the people who are listening to this, who are like thinking, "Oh, well, I don't have the time for that." There is always time to find. It doesn't matter. And I know that you're talking to somebody who's not married and who doesn't have kids. There's always time. And I say this because when I was in grad school, I was working between 50 to 60 hours a week between three jobs. It was sometimes even four, depending on odd jobs that I was having, going to school full time, doing internships, which, by the way, I was working for free, and busting my ass and going to school full time. I was fucking busy. I was burnt out. I had no energy to do anything. If I could go back and redo it, I would not have worked as many hours, and I definitely would have had a self-care routine in place. I definitely would have practiced and implemented different coping skills. And let's be real, most people in this world don't have either. I have noticed such a dramatic improvement in my life when I've implemented the self-care routine, when I have learned different healthy coping skills. Because honestly, sometimes that a coping skill for me personally that I find to be unhealthy is when I find myself talking to a million different people. I don't do this anymore. I used to do this when I was younger, but I used to talk to multiple different people and tell people the same story over and over and over and over again, ruminate on it, perseverate, go over the conversation in my head. And some people may think, "Well, Alyssa, you're just talking it out." No, it was fucking toxic. I was seeking validation constantly because I didn't have the coping skills to do it on my own. So an unhealthy coping skill was by venting to multiple different people just so I can get validation. If you look at it from that perspective, oftentimes we know who to go to when we're going through a really stressful time because we know that a specific person, think about it. Think about the people you have around you. Who do you go to when you have a situation where maybe you did something wrong, but you want to get validation, you want to get your ego fed? You know who to go to talk to. You know who to go to talk to who's going to set you straight and put you in your place. You know, like, whether it's subconscious or conscious, we know that. Think about that when you're, you know, working on your coping skills and stuff. You can't see me really waving my pen around, like, very intensely. I'm very into this. Anyway, so I don't want to keep you guys too much longer. I really wanted to keep this kind of short, brief, straightforward, to the point, lighthearted. I'm hoping that my energy right now, because of my self-care routine and healthy coping skills that I've been doing the past 24 hours, because I've been a fucking nutcase the past several weeks. I hope that this is helping to lift everyone's spirits. We're going through a really intense time right now. The energy is really fucking intense. Major transformations going on. So this is just very, very, I cannot stress this enough. It is imperative that we all start to incorporate, not start to, or even continue to create a self-care routine, work on our coping skills. I am going to note that I want to make sure that I maybe have a podcast on coping skills. I've actually had that on my list since I first started my podcast over 2 years ago. Has it been 2 years already? Holy shit. But anyway, so self-care, coping, I could definitely highlight more on the coping skills eventually, but stay tuned because I have some really fucking amazing material coming. And sure, that's subjective because obviously I'm a little biased, but I've got some life-changing material that I'm really looking forward to sharing with you. I'm just waiting to kind of like cap it off and finalize it so that I can officially and appropriately, effectively communicate everything to you guys. So with that being said, guys, you have a great fucking week. I hope that everyone lightens up a little bit. April's a little bit intense. So stay tuned. Everyone have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.